We are on that Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the third line from the top. We have in the Mishnah that was telling us the chilukim between Anoshim and Noshim. So the Mishnah was Messiah, B'chol Mitzvahs Loisase. Bein shazman groma, bein shaloy hazman groma, echot hanoshim, echot hanoshim chayovim. Chutz, there are three lavin, that noshim hapotah, mibal takiv, hakofas, peyis havosh, ubal tashvis, hashkosas, peyis hazokin, ubal titam alameisim, and the baskoyim is mutter to be metam alameisim. These are the three lavim which are unique that noshim are potter from. So the Gemara asks as follows: Bishleime balte tamel lemeisim. The chsiv, when the parsha, parsha's emma that speaks about the iser of tumas kainim, so the pasuk says emor elakayhanim bnei arim veloy bnei sarim. So these Isurim apply only to the Bnei Arim, to the Schorim. Elo bal takif u bal tashchis minoma. How do we know that Noshim apote from Hakofes Peyes Arosh and Hashchoses Peyes Azokim? So the Gemara says, because it says in Parshas Kedoshim, lo yisakifu pa'as lo yishchem. Lo yisashchis es Pas Zekonecho. So we make a hekish pas haroish to pas hazokin. Kol she yeshnoi bashkose, yeshnoi bahakofe. Whoever applies for them the lav of ashkoses pas hazokin, so their mitzuvin hakofes pas haroish. Bahani noshi oyo beloy isnayu bashkose. That means normally most noshim do not have a beard, so the lav of hashchoses pas hazokim is not applicable by them. So memele lesnayu b'hakofet. So we have here a hekesh. We have here a hekesh. Now the Gemara says umin noland lo yisnayu b'hashchoset. Who says that the lav of hashchoset is not applicable by noshim? Iboyis aim a svarim. The whole lay is low zokin. He says, well, because normally women don't have a zokin. So Mestame, the posik that is asking Ashkosis for zokin is speaking to the suk, to the mean, to the gender who normally have a zokin. The boy is aimok kro, or it could be we can darshan from the posik. The omar kro is a shinui haloshin. Loisakifu pa'as loishchem, loisashchis es pas zekonecho. So by peyis arosh, there's a loshin rap. By peyis hazokin, there's a loshin yochid es pas zekonecho. Midishoni kro v'diburei. So we see the Torah differentiated in the lav of hashchoses peyis hazokin that said a loshin yochid. And pas arosh, it says a loshin rab. The imkein nichtoiv rachmone pas ziknechem. So why does it say a loshin yochid by peyis arosh? Is my ziknecho, ziknecho veloy zikan ishtecho. So here it's a miut that is no isa of ashchoses pas azoken by a isha. The Marsha asks a kasha, so but now that we make a hekesh, so there's no issa of hakofes pas arosh by nisha also. So how do we understand by pas arosh it says aloshin rabin, and pas azokin says aloshin yochid? After the hekesh, there's no difference between pas arosh and pas azokin. So the Marsha says, that's true, but we needed the Loshon Rabim that we, to derive this drosha, the Shani Kavadibure. The aim of the lishna the tohu b'loshin yachid. That means if it would say by both the loshin yachid, I would never divide this drosha. So I needed this loshin rabim and loshin yachid to divide the drosha. That's why it says a loshin rabim. Abayina chanami lefiha emes. There's no iser side by payas a rosh and side by payas a zok. Let us see Rashi. Hakofes a rosh. Hamashve tzedol, a person is mashve, he makes the same level tzedol la'achoyrei oznoi ulepadachtoi to the padachas of the forehead and la'achoyrei oznayim, that it should be one circle, one straight line. Sha'achoyrei oznayim chalokim, underneath the back of the ears, hair doesn't grow. Hey. At samuch legoiva, till the goiva of the padachas, but zdoim mokim seyer hein kulam, and the payas are mokim seyer. V'hamashchis sarat zdoim, a person whose mashchis sarat zdoim, he sheyehei roishoi mukif b'shovel lepadachdoi, that it should be one straight hekev. Utzdov the payas va'achav va'achayre yoznov odul soviv hi akof. That's called a kofe. He made one straight line. He was mashve the achayre yoznov the padachtoi, and he eliminated the mokim seyer of the tzdoim of the payas. Kol sheyeshnoi ba'ashchosa dezokin yeshnoi ba'kofe sarosh. So that's a hekesh. And then the Gemara said, how do I know that there's no inyan of hashchosis zokin by Yehisha? So the Gemara said, to limudim either misvora, or v'loi zekan ishtecha. Afilu helso zokin v'ishchisa. So this pasuk is coming to tell us, afilu, she is from the minute women who have a zokin, a beard, she's also a potter. So we have here a hekish that we're makish akofes haroish tashchoshes pa'as hazokin, and just like by hashchoshes hazokin, this does not apply to noshim, either misvore or midiya kakro, so we're makish akofes haroish to hashchoshes hazokin. The loy, so the Gemara says, if it's true that there's no issa on the zokin of an isha, Rasanya, we learned in Abaraisa, zekan isha vahasoris she'elu seya, arei hen ki zokin l'chol divrayim, that the zokin, the beard of a woman in the soris, if it occurs that they have a zokin, it is a teire zokin l'chol divrayim. By love lahashchoses. What does it mean? L'chol devrayim. L'chol devrayim is very inclusive, so it's coming to tell us that Gabi is an iser hashchoses. So we have a barais. Omar Rabaye lahashchoses leimotzis amrit. You can't say that the barais is coming to tell us that there's an iser hashchoses by notion. The Yalef pa'as mibnei arev. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to see that Abai is going to tell us a new drosha that is no iser ashchosa by the zokin of an isha, and Taisvis is going to speak about this, why Abai needs a new drosha. But al koponim, this is what Abai is going to say. As Abai is going to say, we can b'shum oifen not say that there's an iser hashchos zokin by a isha, because we have a gzeri shavet. The yalef pas mibnei arim. We have a gzeri shavet of pas from bnei arim. There are two places where there's an iser where it's mentioned the iser of hashchos zokin. It's mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim Leisashchis as passes a konecha. That's speaking about, it's not speaking about Kahanim. Leisashchis as passes a konecha. And then it says in Parshas Emma, pas konam lo yigalechu. So it says, pa'as by Kahanim. It says, pa'as by Yisrael. And we learn out a gzeire shavit. And what is the gzeire shavit? Ma lo holon noshim pturet. Afka noshim pturet. So Abaye is saying as follows. Parshas Emma starts off, Emer ala kahanim b'nei arim. So Parshas Emor is speaking about b'nei arim, v'loi b'nei sarim. We have a meal. And Abaye is telling us that this meal is going on the, whatever the Parsha is speaking about. The Parsha is not only speaking about Tumas Koinim, the meal is also speaking about Ashchosis, this meat is going on the Isser of Ashchosis Zokin. And the meat applies by Ashchosis Zokin also. So I have an often a meat by Kohanim, that Tatke B'nei Arin or Mitzuve, Upas Zekonom Lo Yigalechu. That the Isser of Giluach Pa'as HaZokin only applies by B'nai Arin and not by B'nai Sarin. And now, so it says pass over there. It says pass v'loisashris as pass zikonecho, which is speaking about Yisraelim. So we learn out of Zerishove, pass, just like by the Yisrael that is mentioned by Kahanim is not applicable to Noshim, the Yisrael which is mentioned by Yisraelim is also not applicable by Noshim. So from this Zerishava, we know that there's no Isa of Ashchosis Zokin by Noshim. We have a Zerishava. So you can't tell me that the Baraisa that says that as Zakan Isha Vasoris, Arayin Kizokin Lachol Debrayim, you cannot tell me that this is going by the Isa of Ashchosis Zokin, because I have a Zerishava that there's no Isa of Ashchosis Zokin by Noshim. That's what the Baraisa says. Let's see again. Omar Abai, Lashchosa Lemotzis Amrim. You cannot say that the Baraisa is telling me that there is an Issa Ashchosa by the Zokin of an Isha, because I have enough an Exerish of it. The Yalef Pa'as Mibnei Arim. Ma lo holon, just like by the Bnei Arim, I know clearly that Noshim Pturim, because I have a Miyud, B'nei Arin v'loi b'nei Sarin. Afkan noshim pturis. So the Iser Ashchos Zokin, which is mentioned by Yisraelim, Leisashchis as Pasek Onecha, is only going about by the Schorim, not by the Nekevus. Let us see what Rashi says. Pa'as pa'as, ksiv b'Yisrael pa'as zekonecho, uksiv b'kahanim u'pa'as zekonom lo yigalecho. Because al kedaito, now the Gemara held now how do I know by kahanim that the Issa of pa'as zekonom lo yigalecho does not apply to Noshim? Because al kedaito, the chik siv emer el kahanim b'nei arin v'loi b'nei sarim. The parsha starts off with a miyut anoshim. Akulo milse d'chsiv bahu en yoniko. It's going on all the isurim, which the Torah speaks about later, on all these isurim, there's a miyut b'nei arin v'loi b'nei sarim. So Memele, so the Iser of Pa'as Zekonom Lo Yigalecho is not going on the B'nai Sarin. So I learn now, Pa'as, that the Iser Lo Yisashchis as Pa'as Zekonecho also does not go on the B'nai, it's only on the Schor. So now, the Gemara asks a kasha and a bayit. I don't understand this. The isvira lon, if you are correct, the chsiv b'nei arim akulei in yoniksi, that the b'nei arim is not only going on tumis koinim, it's going on all the yisurim which the parsha enumerates, so it's going on ashchasa also. So why do you need a gzeira shavet? Nishtek krominei. So the, I don't need a gzeira shavet of pa'as pa'as. The teisei v'kal v'chayma. And I could figure out the p'tur of nishay Yisrael from a kal v'chayma without a gzeira shavet. V'ano amine u'makei hanim Sheribe bem akosuf mitzvah yisayim. So I'll make a kal v'chayma, mardoch kahanim, which the Torah was marba by them mitzvah yisayim. V'af al pi kain v'zamiyat b'nei arin v'loi b'nei saroin. Yisroel loi kolshke. So the Gemara is asking a kasha on Abaye. The Gemara understood, according to Abaye, he held that the miyut of Bnei Sarim is going on the whole parsha. And therefore he learned that Xeira Shaveh pass pass. So the Gemara asked, if it is the way you are saying, so you don't need Xeira Shaveh. You can figure it out with a Kal V'chayma. Madoch, the Bnei Sarim are mufti from the Isra of Ashchosas Pas Hazokin. Avada gives the Bnei Yisrael, because there's Riba Mitzvah Yisrael. What does Rashi say? So Rashi, nishte kromi nemi gzeire shove the pas, lemutei noshim Yisraelis, v'teisi pture v'kal v'chayma mikehenois. I can figure out that the pot v'kal v'chayma mikehenois. This is Akash and Abai. So Abaye answered, no, you need the Gzeira Shove. Ilav Gzeira Shove have a meaning, Hipsika Inya. That means without a Gzeira Shove, I would make a mistake. And I would say that the miut of Bnei Aren, V'loi Bnei Aren, stopped before the Parsha of Hashchosas Pas Zoke. What does Rashi say? Hivsik inyan, v'leikoi b'nei arayn, ela atum elechut. It's only going on the Yisrael Tamais. Sheyesh hevsik b'ntayim, kigoyin lo yitamo. That means, in Chumash it says about the Yisrael, love v'ilima, he's allowed to be metama. Then it says, lo yitama. Lo yitama is a mitzvah letama is lekoivim. Now this mitzvah letama is lekoivim is a mitzvah that applies by Noshim also. So the miyutim, the miyut of b'nei arim v'loi b'nei sarim went to lo yitama. Lo yitama already is going on everyone. So Memele, the Isurim that it says later, I don't have this miut of Bnei Arim v'loi Bnei Sarim, because the Torah is talking a mitzvah which applies to the Bnei Sarim also. So we're finished. We're finished with this miut. So now, so you're asking Sabai, and you're asking Akasha, why do you need a Gzeira Shaveh? I can figure out with a Kal V'chayma that Noshim Apotah from Ashchos Madoch Bnei Sarim Apotah. So Abaye gave his Bnei Yisrael also potter. So Abaye said, no, without Gzeira Shaveh, I would not know that Bnei Yisrael are not potter from Ashchasa. I would say, Hipsi Keinye. That's what the Gemara says. Frech the Gemara, Ilam Gzeira Shaveh, let's go back to the Gemara, Avamina Hipsi Keinye. So the Gemara says, I'm children, if you tell me Hipsi Keinye, Hashtu Nami Neime Hipsi Keinye. If you now you're enlightening me, that the miyut of Bnei Sarim does not go on the whole parsha because I have a lo yitamo which includes Noshim also. So now the Gzeira Shaveh won't help me. The miyut only went to lo yitamo, and the Gzeira Shaveh is coming to tell me something else, not to tell me Ptur Noshim. Could be Noshim המחויב הנשחוס הזאת. השת נמיני מהפסק העניין, ואי משום גזיר השופט. איי, so why do you need the גזיר השופט? מי בואי ללך דסניה, you need the גזיר השופט for a different purpose. ללך דסניה. It says by Kahanim, Upas zekonom lo yigalech. That one should not be migaleach, Upas zekonom. Yochel gilchoy v'misparayim yechay. So I think if one will trim his beard with scissors, he'll be chay. Upas zekonom lo yigalech. Talmud loyma loy sashchis. Misparayim are not mashchis the seyah. There's leftover remnants of the seyah after one trims his beard with a scissor. So therefore, it says, by Yisraelim, loy sashchis, sashchis means your oike of the seyah, that the face is very smooth, to tell us that scissors are mutter. The whole Isser is, I learned out Pahas Pahas, the Lo Yigalechu was only said if there's Ashchose. Misparayim does not make a Ashchose because there's still remnants of the hairs of the beard left over. So one is permitted to trim his beard with scissors. That's, I learned out that the Isser Giluach is only us if there's Ashchose. Yochel loktoi b'melaket u'berehitni yehechai. So I would think if you would use a tool, Machlokes HaRishonim, Rashi learns, b'melaket u'berehitni are types of planes which are used to smooth out wood or other articles. So I think if he would use such an instrument to shave himself, he'd be chayit, because that's mashlis. The Rambam, Basimir learns, is speaking about types of tweezers, who he plucks out the hairs, Yechayit. Talmud Loima, Lo Yigalechu. Okay, so, Lo Yigalechu means Derech Giluach. So that means the Isser is Ashchose, it's smooth, Yehoikel, the Seyel Legamri, but it has to be Derech Giluach. So Mamela Misparayim are Mutter, because it's not Mashchitz. Malaket Arihitni is Mutter, because it is not Derech Giluach. Or Ketzad Giluach Sheyesh Bo Hashchosen. So I learn now from this Gzeire Shabbat that the whole Isser is, it has to be Derech Giluach, and it has to be Hashchosen. Havi Oymer Zeta. So this is coming to teach us that the Isser is Vatke by a razor. Fine. So Memele, that's what the Gzeir HaShavah is coming to tell us. So now, we have Akasha and Abaye. Abaye said, with a sureness, he said, you can't say that there's an Issa, Ashchose, Zokin by an Isha, because I learned out from Parshas Emor, I have a meet of Ne'arba B'nai B'nai'san, I learned out of Gzeir HaShavah. So the Gemara asked, if there is a miut by Bnei's Aaron, so then you don't need a Gzeir Shabbat. You can learn from a Kal V'Chaima, Madoch, by Bnei Aaron, Shribla, Mitzvahs, Yiseiris, there's a Ptur and Noshim, Kolshkein, Bnei Yisrael, the Zichar Ptur. So Abaye said, without this Gzeir Shabbat, I could assume that the miut of Bnei's Aaron stops by Lo Yitamo. So I wouldn't know that the miut continues later on the Yisra Ashchos. That's why I need the Gzeir HaShavah. So the Gzeir HaShavah is Megala, that the miut continues. So the Gemara says, that's not true. Could be, if you're mentioning now, that it's a smorgasbord to say, that the miut of Bnei Aaron v'loi Bnei's Aaron stops by the Pasuk Lo Yitamo, so could be taket stops there, and you take it right. And this Arashchose applies side by Anoshim and side by Noshim. the Gzeres Shavah is coming from a different purpose. Lagamri, the Gzeres Shavah is coming to tell us the oifen of the Isar Ashchasa has to be Ashchasa Sheyesh by Giluah. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mi boy lelech desanye. So the Gemara says, the Gzeres Shavah, if you're telling me Hifsek Inyan, so the Gzeres Shavah, I need to teach me something else. Litin is almost shall zebezeh. Vishal zebezeh. The line is chayiv, that the chayiv is only elo ba hashchosa shal yidei giluach. Nida hashchosa that came about through giluach. Vekimen do ukmi. Kimen do ikal ukmi le Gzeres Shavah lochi. So the Gemara is asking now on the bayi, since I can say the Gzeres Shavah is coming to tell us the oifen ha'isa, so now you can't darshan that the Gzeres Shavah is coming to tell me that Noshim Apot Oil Vehifsikinyin. Melaket Plaine. It's a plain. Shal Mitzachzachei Charovois. Shemachlikin Bo Estik Hasayiv. And now those who used to polish the swords, they used to smooth out the tik that they held the sword in. So Mamela used a type of a plane to smooth out the tick. Or Yehitni, shall I say, Trisim, those who make shutters, they also use a type of a plane. Now, Meloimel, Loye, Galechu, Oma, Bekahanim, you need Derech Giluach. Bei Derech Giluach, Bekah. Osi, Zerisho, Velitin, Oma, Shal Kehanim, Be Yisrael. That, you need derech giluach, and v'shal yisro b'kahanim, you need derech hashchos. Fine. So we're up to a kasha on the bayit. In Cain, let's go back to the Gemara. In Cain, fine. If it is the way you're saying, lo hifsika inyan, and the Gzeres Shavah is only coming to teach us the oifen ha'isa, that you need hashchosa sheyesh b'giluach. So then I have a kasha. Im kein nichtav kro es shebezekoncha. The pasuk says by leisashches es paas zekonecha. It didn't have to say es paas zekonecha. It should have said leisashches es Shebiz Kancha. We'd say the a noise. Es Shin Beis. Es Shebiz Kancha. And we wouldn't have to write Pa'as. And we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos that I would figure out that this is going on the Es Shebiz Kancha means the payas of the Zokin. Nichtav kro es shebiz koncha. My pa'as ze koncha. So the pa'as is extra. Shma mino tati. So as a raya, it's coming to tell us that we make another Gzeres Shavah. That we make a Gzeres Shavah by the pa'as zokin that we learn how to just like noshim, our potter, Nois Arin Apotel from Ashchos Zokin Oadim Benois Yisrael. He says this instead of writing Es Shebis Konchon, it says Pas Es Pas the Koncho. So this is a Gili. We make a Nugzei Rishove Lifter Loshem. So that is the Mekir of Abayim. So the Baraisa cannot be speaking about the Issa of Ashchos is Zokin. That would have said, Zekone Ishe, Areyein ki Zokin l'chol devreyem, cannot be speaking about the Issa Ashchos, because there's no Issa Ashchos by Zekone Ishe. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Im kein, the Lohoch Yudha also, if you're telling me, that could be Loh Hipsikin, and Loh Shema also Mitzvah, and the Gzeres Shavah is coming to tell us that you need Ashchosa Sheyesh Pegeluach. In Kain the Mochi Dosa, Nichtev Eshev is Koncha. Tavalei Nami Kemandach Siv Peyet. That's equivalent, kilo it says peya. Toksi peya bahukra gabirosh. It says leisakifu paas roishchem, the payas of the rosh. The leisashchis eshe biskontchal, no, that goes on the payas of the zokin. Toksi peya bukra gabirosh. It could have said Eshe Biskoncha. V'loiksiv Es Zekoncha. Es Zekoncha would mean that you're not allowed to be mashless the beard, period. No, it says Eshe Biskoncha. Shma mino apeyekoi, the peyis of the Zokin. V'hochi koma loisashis peyeshe biskoncha. Bahodar Nailev Giluah Vashosa Bepeyas Payas the Pas Pas Yisrael Mikan. Learn up on the Xer Shov, it says by the Inami Bibinyanov, Chai Pesa Zokin Bekanov, Chai Pesa Zokin Be Yisrael. You learn now with a Mamotzino. My Pas. Now it says an extra Pas, Mami Notati. Xer Shov, Shleimo, Linda Hakosov, Af Lechol Ha'omo Beinyan. So, since it is written an extra pass, so this is coming to tell us that there's another limud we learn out Bnei Yisrael from Bnei Sarein, that just like Bnei, and this is a gili, you don't say Hipsike Indian, and we learn that just like Bnei Sarein Apota, so Bnei Yisrael also Apota. Now, before we see Taisis, you just want to see the next line in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so Abaye said, you cannot say that the Baraisa is coming to tell us that there's a Issa Hashchosa Bizokin Haish, because it's a Gzeira Shava. We learn how B'nai Yisrael from B'nai Sada. The Elo Ho Desanye Zekan Haisha Vasorish Elo Seyo Arein Kizokin Cholim. It's not speaking about the Issa Hashchosa, because there's no Issa Hashchosa. Lemay Hilchese, Oma Mazutre Letumas Negoyim. It's coming to tell us that there are unique halachas by a nega, a nesek, that is Al Haroish Val Hazokin. There's different halachas by these Negoyim. So it's coming to tell us that a zokin of a isha has the din tumas nesek. That's what it's coming to tell us. Arayin ki zokin l'chol debrayim, the kol we have to take with a grain of salt. It's not talking about all halachas. It's speaking about ilchis tumas negoyim. That the zokin of an isha has a din zokin l'gabi tumas negoyim. Tumas nesokin. Let us see what Rashi says. L'tumas negoyim. Shesimone Mokim Seyo. The simen of a Mokim Seyo Chalukim Misimone Ir Bosom. That's different of the simonim that are a machlit a nega v'ir bosom. Shevenige Ir Bosom Si Seyo Lava. That if we saw a nega and later, the aseyer shocher that wasn't the nega was nishapach l'lovan. So that's called, he becomes a metzayra muchlet. That he's not a metzayra muzgar, he's a metzayra muchlet, because that's a simen tumeh. Ubisimone niske roish vizokin. It says, seyer tzov, a yellow type of a hair. V'koma ocho. So mamela, we have two distinct simonim in the to make from a metzora muzgar a metzora muchlet by nige or boso, the simon that makes him a metzora muchlet is a seyer lovin, and by nige zokin the rosh, the simen that makes him from a tzayu muklet is a seyel tzov. V'koma ocho, dim helso isha seyel v'zikna, if the seya of her zaken became, changed its color, avi simone nigo kidin niske zaken. So the seya, her zaken, is a din of tumas zaken, nige zaken, nige nisaken, and the simon tumah will be a seya tsoi and not a seya lova. That's what the Braise is telling us. So the Braise is telling us, Zikan Isha Shehelo, or the Masoris, Shehelo Seyo, Arei Hen Kizokin Lachol Devreim, the Seyo of an Isha has the Din Seyo of a Zokin, and it will be Metame the Seyo Tzok. That's what the Braise is telling us. The Marit asks why Rashi, Bemison, there's another chilek between the Nigei Eir Bosa and Nigei Nisokin, which is Bereisha Bezokin. Nigei Eir Bosa of Metame Bezalad Maris says the Nege has a color, there's a certain color that a Nege has, a bright white, or there's different dalgis in white. Therefore, Maris Nigei. By Nigei Eir Bosa. By Tumas Nesokim, it is a different color in Gansan. It doesn't have to be white. It doesn't have to be from the Dalet Madis. The Ramban says, the Chumash Rashi holds, a Nesek alone was a type of a color. So why Rashi mentions that there's a Teiris Zokim Legabi, the Amitzayra Muchlid, L'chayre Rashi could have said that it's a Teirah Zokim, L'gabi Avloh, I'm a Teirah Muzga, that it's Metameh, with the Marah of Nesek, and not the Dalet Marit. That's the Marit there. Okay. Al-Koponim, so let us see Teisvus now. Areyu Kizokim L'chol Dvot. We hear over here that the Barais is telling us that a beard of a woman and the beard of a sodis has a Teirah Zokin. Kol Dvorah. The Havamina we learned it means Gabi Disarash Chosa, and the Maskona we learned it means Gabi Tumas Nesokin. Fractaisis, the Imtaima, the Eich Timse Zokin Besodis. How can you have that a sodis should have a Zokin, a beard? That there are simonis risos, that persons have a din soris, there are certain simonim that a soris has. One of the simonim is that he doesn't have a beard. That's one of the simonim. V'amrinim b'soris achihi by kulon. There's the Gemara in Yevamis enumerates different simonim that a soris has. And one of the simonim of a soros says a beard does not grow by him. And in order to have a shame soros, he has to have all the simonim. So how do we have such a phenomenon over here that he's a soros and he has a beard? If he has a beard, he's not a soros. The Yishloimel, so Taisus answers as follows. Kagain Shehevi Yizokim Acha Roiv Shinoiso. Tchiai Gavne Sorisu Kidomo Perik Yaitse Doifin. The chilai neildu by simone soris avi cotton ad roiv shenoisa. The gil roiv shenoisa vava kogu vava soris. So Taisu says there are two aifanim how he can become a soris. One way he becomes a soris, I think, if he, by 20 years old, he brought simone soris. So mamel, that makes him for a soris. So then I see he's a soris, he's a godwun a soris. And then there's another aifan that will never brought simone soris. But by Reif Shneisa, by 36, he never brought Shtei Saris. So that's also a simon that he's a Saris. This Saris can have a beard also. This is, doesn't need all Simone's leases to make him a Saris. Lashchose loy motzis amrit, diyalev pa'af. Now, so we had here, let's just review. We had here, the Gemara started off by saying, there's a big shverikai in this Gemara. The Gemara started off by saying, how do I know that Nisha is not Metzuvah and HaKofes HaRosh and HaShchoses Pas HaZokim?
So the Gemara says, what is a Hekish? It says, or Makish, Hakafis Haroish, Tashchasis Hazakin, and then Nish is not Mitzvah, and Tashchasis Hazakin, or the Misvara, or Mikra. So the Gemara taking care. Then all of a sudden, where's the Kasha? Or there's a Baraita that says, that a Zakin of an Isha has a Teir Zakin L'chol Dvora. So Abai says, it can't be this because I have a Gzeir Shabbat. Why do we need all of a sudden Gzeir Shabbat? We just, a minute ago, before this Baraita, we had two Limudim to figure out that an Isha is not Mitzuveh an Ashchos Zakin. Svore, Adiyik Akos, Kontcho, Roishchem, we had Limudim. Now we have a Baraita, so Abai should say, well, the Baraita can't mean Ashchos because I have the two Limudim. Why does Abai have to bring a new Drosha? Why is this new drosha essential? Because if I bring the Baraita, then I need a new drosha. Say the old drosha. That's, you don't know pshat the Baraita. That can't be pshat the Baraita. That's the issue with Kasha. Lama l'gzer ha-shova, much l'shaper. V'deshon ikro, v'dibure. Or, oi misvore, to l'el. V'yesh loima. So the issue answers, da'ani mili, mikame d'shaminem b'Baraita. V'yesh lam chshivis zokin. Now I think Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. That means without there's a baraisa that says that a beard of a woman has a teira zaken. It's not like I do a but has a teira zaken. Before this baraisa, I could say it doesn't have a teira zaken because like, women don't have a beard. It's not a normal growth by Nisha. So I feel it close a bit. I can say a slogan. I can make a nice diak here. It says a kontra, it says hoishchem. This is only to if I don't have any echocha faker that it has a teiris zokin. So I'll say these drushes. And the lumdis of the drushes is taker that it doesn't have a teiris zokin. That's the lumdis. Either misvore. Or I'll make a deek in the pasik zekan cha v'lei zekan ishtecha. I feel free to make these drushes. But if I have a baraisa that a zokin of an isha has a teira zokin, then Abaye felt you can't make these drushes anymore. These drushes are not valid anymore because there is a teira zokin. So therefore, we need a new drusha of pa'as pa. And let me try to elaborate with one more nekuda. That means like this. Kolzman, I don't have this baraisa. The limud was, misvor and sicha like this, and could be the zakon, also felt, the miut is, and it doesn't have a teir zakin. Zakon cha, v'loi zakan ishtacha. The miut is that felt in zakin. It's not a zakin for ashchase. That was the kasha. But here is a baraisa. It doesn't have a teira zokin. So the gzeira shove is, you're right. It has a teira zokin. You're right. No, the meat is noshim and not mitzuve. Just like, that's the gzeira shove of Abaye. Just like by tumas koinim. Anisha is not osra on tumas koinim. So it means she's a bas koin and she's metam herself. She's not mitzuve in the sisel. So Abaye's drosha is, coming to tell us that, you're right, she has a zokin, but I have a limud, the Gzeir Shava, that's coming to tell us that she's not mitzuvah in Ashchos zokin. And that lechayre is the difference between the first two droshes and Abai's droshe. The first two droshes in Yisod, the Yisod were limudim, it doesn't have a teira zokin, but after this baraisa, it has a teira zokin, there's a mezundere ptuh. I think that's shat and teis. Now I'd like to just mention one ha'ore. The Rambam, Beirik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, from Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says as follows. V'isha she'eina bebal tashchis. The Rambam says, by a woman there's no isar ashchose, lefi she'ein lo zokim, because she doesn't have a zokim. Eina bebal tashchis. So therefore, that means there's a hekish. That's the beginning of the Gemara. Lefichach, so now the Rambam goes a little further. Ha'avodim hoyel v'yeshlem zokim. אסורים בהקופה. סמין, זה רמב״ם מייר החשבת. He says, women don't have a zokin, so they're not mitzvah in hakofe, because we're makish hakofe to those who have a zokin. They don't have a zokin, so they don't have, they're not mitzvah in hakofe sarach. And if it has a zokin, so he's mitzvah in hakofe sarach. So the Mishnah Melech asks Akashe, that the Rambam, that was the Hamamina of the Gemara. The Gemara fell off of this. And I mean, if you have to learn how to pass. So if you learn how to pass, so the whole shtick type, first of all, pass, so there's a din, that it, the way we mentioned before, L'chayra, the longest in Taishmas is that it has a Taishmas Zokin, and Noshim are potter from Ashkhose. So Memela is, so now we should learn how to learn Meisha. The Rambam is the whole Rambam L'chayre side, the reason what he gives inside the halacha that he derives from this is only according to the Havamin of the Gemara. But L'fi ha'emes, it's a different limud in Gatsen, it's a different halacha. That's the Mishnah Kasha on the Rambam. I would like to say a shtikl ha'or. In this Baraisa, It said as follows. It said it spoke about two types of people: Zekan Isha vahasoris shehelu seyo harayim kizokim l'chol divrei. So the Gemara wanted to learn that a beard of a soris is a teiras beard legabi ashchase, beard of an isha, a beard of a zok, of a soris is a teiras zok. So Abaye said you can't say that's pshat, because this, I have a gzeirah shove. Now, the gzeirah shove of Abaye is only a binoshim. What about a soris? The Gemara says, so what's that in the Baraisa? So the Baraisa is speaking about the goyim. But it can't be speaking about a shchose. Now, what's with a soris? Why by a soris is denoted in a shchose? It seems the Gemara fell off. So maybe one could say, because if the Isha is not speaking about Ashchose, so Saras is also not speaking about Ashchose. But I thought if the Gemara fell off of Ashchose by Saras, so the Gemara understood that the reason there's no din Ashchose by Isha is because it doesn't have a Torah Zokin, since it's not normal to have a Zokin. After the limud, not the way we mentioned in Taisvis, Loshen HaGemore, the Ritas Loshen HaGemore, the Gemara would seem, after Abaye was Mevara, that an Isha is not Mitzuvah Nashchoses HaZokin, so now we know a Soris is also not Mitzuvah Nashchoses HaZokin. In the Miyutas Take, because it doesn't have a Torah Zokin. Al Kochach, you have to say that. Now, between you and me, Kansha Eleben, what right do you have to say that that's Pshat in the Miut? I mean, I have a Miut pass. It could be that Moshe Yosef asks Akasha. That Moshe Yosef asks, why do you need the Shinui Hakro? Here it says, the Konchon Sizro Yishchem. Yeah, pass. Why do you need the Shinui Hakro? Could be the Shini Akro is a gili in the Gzeir HaShavah. That the Shini Akro is Zikoncha v'loi Zikan Ishtecha, that the Zokin of an Isha is not in Ashchoset. This is a gili in the Gzeir HaShavah. That means without this Gzeir HaShavah, since I see it as a Torah Zokin, legabi other halachas, I would not permit myself to say that legabi Ashchoset doesn't have a Torah Zokin. That's without the Gzeir HaShavah. But after the Gzeir HaShavah, it could be, now I learned that the Zekoncha is a Gilu in the Gzeir HaShavah, that the Yisod HaMiyot is, that the Yisod HaMiyot is, that it doesn't have a Torah Zokin. That's the reason. And so therefore I'm a Maita Soris also. So could be After the maskana, if we see from the Gemara that it seems that a soris is the same aloch of an isha, and there's no din hashchasa by soris, sakochach, the miyut is in the zokin, not tamazaya miyut, that noshim are not mitzuve in the isha of hashchasa zokin. That's one thing. Then I'd like to be ma'irer ashtikul ha'orer, however you learn pshat. In the Rambam, let's forget about the Mishnah Malach's kasha. The Rambam says that an isha is potter from a kofas harosh because she doesn't have a zokin. Whoever doesn't have a zokin, he's going to have a mina gemara. Let's forget about the maskanas gemara. So therefore, never to have a zokin is yom mitzuve. So what's with asoris? I mean, laloche lechayret should come out according to the Rambam that asoris is not mitzuve na kofas harosh. I mean, the Rambam. The Rambam tells us facts of life. Whoever doesn't have, Anisha doesn't have a zokin, she's not mitzuvah nakofas haroish. An eved has a zokin. So he is mitzuvah nakofas haroish. She come out, according to the Rambam. A soris who doesn't have a zokin also is not mitzuvah nakofas haroish. Basically, maybe, I mean, lechayr comes out of a bodyke chidush. In the loch of a kofas haroish, you have a zokin that's part of a makofas haroish, which is a bodyke chidush. Basically, loy rabos. So now let's go further in the Gemara. So we have so far that the Baraisa is at all not speaking about Hashchos Zokin. That Zichah there's no Isha Hashchos Zokin by an Isha. The Baraisa is speaking about Tumas Negoi, that it has a Teiras Zokin. That there's the dinim of nisokim, niskei hazokim, and therefore it's betama b'seya tzoyv, not b'seya lova. Fine. Frek the Gemara and Shuldik, the Baraisa cannot be speaking about, you don't need a Baraisa to tell me that there's tumas negoim by an isha, by the zekan of an isha. It's a posik in the Torah. Tumas negoim behedik sive. The ish oy isha ki yiya boy nega b'roish oy b'zokim. There's another pasuk that there's a tumas nesokim by the zokim of an isha. So you have a b'raisa to tell me this. The b'raisa is coming to this another pasuk. Elo oma mazutra letaras negoim. It's not coming to tell us tumas nesokim. Coming to tell us Taras Negoim, and before we see what Pshat is in Taras Negoim, let's just go a little further. Taras Negoim, Nami Pshita. Given the Bas Tumei, Bas Tarei. So I need a Posik. So I need a Baraisa. That means if the Posik tells me that it's a Bas Tumes Negoim, I'm about to give this, it applies Taras Negoim. Now let us see what we're speaking about. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, behedik siv zokin shel isha, d'chsiv ish oy isha. L'taras negoy, l'chsheti toer, titan tin taras metzoyre, b'taglachas Bitzipayim. So, what is Pshat in Rashi? Let's look at the Lashon of Baraisa. Zekan Isha, Hareyen Kizokin Lachol Devrei. There's a Din Zokin. It's not coming to tell us that here's a Torah Zokin Lagabi Tumas Nisokin, because that I know from the Pasuk. It's coming to tell us that here's a Torah Zokin L'chsheti Toyer, that one should become Toyer, Titan Din Taras Metzor Betaglachas V'tzipoyim. So that's the Chmir. The Rishash understood Pshat and Rashi as follows. The Pasuk is only telling us it has a Teiris Zokin Legabe that she's Tomei. it has a teiris zaken that is tumas nisaken. But legabi taare, I would think, it doesn't have a teiris zaken to be matzrich taglachas v'tzipoyrim. It's really not a zaken. It's only a zaken legabi tumen, not legabi taare. It's legabi taare. It's not a zaken. So you don't need taglachas v'tzipoyrim. So lechel as a meldik teichik. I mean, what kind of halamina would I have? I'd have a halamina that it's tumen, it's tumas nisaken, and it's a tumasei lamuchla. When it comes to taare, it's not a zaken. I think this is what the Rishash means to ask on Rashi. He says, Perish Rashi Dochu. Doesn't explain, I think that's how I understood. Well, if he and he is writing near the Perish, the Ratzalaymel, the Indian Taglachas Taro, the whole din of Taglach, not speaking about Tumas Nesokim, Linyan taglach astar the sivbo the es zekonoi. It says taglach astar is you need to be megalei at the zokin. So Anisha had techveisvos. She had a nega oir boso. But now you have to make taglachas. So taglachas is the es zekonoi. So you have to cut off her beard. That's the shayla. So that's what the Braisa is coming to tell us. The Braisa is coming to tell us in the Tara of Taglachas, when you cut off a beard, you have to cut off a beard also. That's what it's coming to tell us. Well, Porich, given the Bastumu, Alma the Eshloch Shiva Zokin, or the Nyingilu Achnami, that is what, that's how the Rishash wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. That it's coming to tell us that if Taglachas Tara is Mechayiv Gilu Achazokin, the Zokin of Anisha, that's what the, also is a Torah Zokin, so it's Mechayev Giluach HaZokin, and that's the Gemara asked, well, if it has a Torah Zokin, Legabi Tumas Nesokim, but some of it has a Torah Zokin, Legabi Taglach HaStayra, that's how the Gemara is Kashi. Even the Bastumi, HaStayra, so the Gemara says, you're right. No, I'll going back to the first Malach. That the Barais is coming to tell us that the Zokin of an Isha has a Torah Zokin legabi tumis nesokin. Ah, yes, well, I don't need a Barais for this, it's enough in the Pasuk. Itterech. Salke daita chamine from the Pasuk, I would say different shot in Pasuk. Let's start them, Ksiv. Ish oi Isha, ki yeh voi nega baroish. Isha is the nega nega baroish. Oy bezokin, hoder asol leish, that's going about a niche, that means, oy is talking about a new case, not only speaking about a niche. It's kamash malon, so that's what the Bais is coming to tell us. The Bais is coming to tell us that the zokin of an isha is also, the zokin of an isha is also a zotere zokin, legabe tumas nesokin. Period. What does Rashi say? Itzrech, the Tumas Negoim, Kedamor, Mikore, Lahashvoi Simoni Niskin, Zekan Isha, the Simoni Zekan Ish, or the Amret, the Hed Yixit, you don't need a Baraisa, tell me this, I'm bad Chamina, let's call them Xit, the Posse, I would learn to from Shanda Posse. The Isha Kosu Bekrole Koyala Niske Harosh, Vay bezaken der sin beseifa son leish, veloy leisha. Ka mashmlon tana de breis arenke zaken, lechol de breis. That's what the breis is coming to tell us. Let us just start a little bit the next again. Isi tani. Now, we heard in our Mishneh that Noshim are potter from three lavin. Alta tamal amesim, maltaki from maltashim. Isi Tani, Isi Ben Yehuda learned, Af Baal Yikolchu, Lesikrechu Kolcho, and Isa, one is not permitted to tear out hair on a mace, is also Noshim Peturis. This is a member of Issi Ben Yehuda. Period. So there's a fourth lav that Noshim Apota from, even though it's the Mitzuvah no lavin, Apota from this lav. My time it is. And now the Gemara is going to explain what the Makor of Issi Ben Yehuda is. The Dori Shochi, it says in the Pasuk, Bonim Atem Lashem Alikechem, Laisis Koydudu. Laisis Koydudu means one should not make a wound. It was the meaning of the Goyim, that when the tragedy occurred with them, they used to tear out their hair, they used to be guided beside them, they used to make wounds in their basa. So the Pasuk is telling us, Bonim atam lashem alekechem, loisis koydedu, loisosimu kolcho beine nechem. Agavuch, it's kedai to know that the medic is a fool now, and this posik, the medic and Rambam also, medic Ebenezer, that they all say pshat in this posik. The posik, this is Pashti, the Kadigma is going to make a drash. The Sifuna says Pshat, meaning these actions of tearing out the hair, cutting, making wounds on oneself, this is like the person finds himself in such a tragedy like he can't be soivled this anymore. So the Sfuna says, "Ein roi laharois tachlis hadaygevatzar al hakorev hameis." Ilostaka akorev kshenisha korev nichbad mimenu b'maylo ubetikves toy. That means you have you didn't lose everything. You're not lost completely. You have a closer korev who's still around, that can still help you more than the previous Kodesh. Lefichach, Atem bonim Lashem, Shehu Avichem, the Rabbi Nishlom is your father. Kayim Lo'at, he exists forever. In Roishet Tidagu, V'tis Ablu, V'tachlis Al Shumais. That means these actions, which showed complete loss and you still have an Avicham Kayim. That's how the Sifuna says Pshat and Posik. The Venezra says Pshat and Posik. The perspective one should have when Rachman and Nitzlan, a tragedy occurs. So the Venezra says, Acher Shateidu, Sha'atem Bonim Lashem. You are all Bonim Lashem. Uhu oyev eschem yoiser min ha'ov livnoi. There's an ave that the Rabbi Nishom has, which is greater than the ave that a father has to a son. Loisis goydedu al kol ma'asheyase. So whatever will occur, what the Rabbi Nishom made, that should not bring about kedide. Ki kol ma'asheyase l'toivu. Whatever the Rabbi Nishom is doing, that's L'tayv. V'imloy sevineyu. Ah, you don't understand. How could this be toiv? You don't understand it. Kasher lo yavinu habonim aktanim ma'ise yavim. Just like small children will not understand the actions of their father. But rak yismuchu olo. But don't rely on it. So memele. So therefore the same thing. Since we are mamim, that the Rabbi Nishalom is Avino, he's our father, and whatever he does with us is L'tayva Seinu, so therefore there is no need to show such tzores and such daigis through these pulas of Gedide and Kolcha.